Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin, and in the studio with me this morning, live and in the flesh, I have Mr. Jeff Budd. Thank you so much for coming in this morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Good morning, Erin. It's nice to be here. Thank you.
So you're here to talk about some upcoming distance learning classes through UAS for, this is for job searches, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
That's the theme. So we've got how many classes coming up?
Four classes. They're all Zoom. They all are at 11 a.m. I'll give you the dates as we go along.
Yeah.
And they don't go much more than an hour. The woman who's doing it is Deborah Rideman from Juneau, and she is a pro.
Awesome.
I've been to a couple, listened to a couple of things, met her in person, got tutored by her for my job. She's really good.
And so she's through, this is a collaboration between UAS Sitka and UAS Juneau?
Yes, correct.
Awesome. So what are these classes? What's the theme behind them?
Kind of the overview is that the Sitka branch, the College to Career Program, is sponsoring these workshops, just as you said, with Juneau. And the job market's changed in the midst of this current pandemic, but there's still opportunities out there. And if you're a new college graduate, a current college student considering a job change or other employment opportunities, we have these different training sessions. So they are job search strategies is one, internships and volunteering, resume and cover letters, and virtual interviews. Again, it's via Zoom. If you get your pencil and paper ready, I will read you the whatever that thing is called, but I'll also give you my email and phone number, and you can just
perfect. And then you can always send it.
And I can email it to you.
All right.
So the presenter again is Deborah Rideman from the University of Alaska, and her bio is she's the UAS Career Services Coordinator. She's been involved with Career Services for over 15 years, and she started out as a career specialist for a high school of over 2,000 students in Washington, and then she transitioned after that for 11 years to working with adult job seekers, assisting 200 customers each week. And I just tried to do the math. That's 40 a day.
Goodness gracious.
Is that right? That's a lot.
Yeah.
I worked at the job center here, and that's a lot. And after that, she was promoted to a specialized position for 2 years that taught advanced job search skills to select the cohort of job seekers. And then she and her husband relocated to Juneau, and she's always wanted to work with college students, so she's been delighted to do that.
Wow.
And again, she's a professional.
Yeah,
I've heard her presentation. She's really good, and she has lots of experience. It'd be worth your time. So if you have your pencil and paper, here's, I hate to do this, but again, you can call me at 747-7795, or you can email me at jjbudd, so that's J-J-B-U-D-D, at alaska.edu. But here's the gizmo for the Zoom. So it's https://... Everything is little letters unless I tell you different. So it's forms, forms.forms.gleyfzw7nbg9. And I'll repeat that again, but it's easier. Call me 747-7795 or email me at jjbudd@alaska.edu, and I'll email you all that.
And we can get that same lovely string of letters. I'll get that copy down. And so when we get this recording up on KCAW's website, we can have that link available well.
So and I think this is for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a parent at home and your high school student is figuring out what do I got to do, or they're 20-something, any age, this stuff is good stuff. So I want me to run through the little brief blurb about each one.
Yeah, what are these different classes?
Okay, so June 16th is a job search, 11 a.m. again, not over an hour. Have you recently graduated and are ready to start your job search? Are you currently employed but looking for a change, or maybe still looking for a summer seasonal job, or internship? And then join us, and we review strategies and resources, including websites for remote virtual jobs that will optimize your job search and make it more productive. So that's job search strategy, and she's good. And that's the 16th. June 17th, 11 a.m., is internships and volunteering, the gateway to the workplace. Internships and volunteering experience on a student's resume or anybody's resume are highly valued by potential employers. An added bonus is you can also earn college credit for internships. In this session, she'll show you some strategies on how to find such an opportunity and what to do next. And again, that's June 17th at 11 a.m. The 18th is resume and cover letters. How do you choose what type of resume to write? Have you been overwhelmed by all the choices you find online and you're not sure what to include in the cover letter? We'll make it simple for you and we'll show you how to increase your odds of making it through that very first screening. And we'll review several resume and cover letter examples and the purpose of each one. And again, that's June 18th, 11 a.m. And finally, the last one is the virtual interviews. Face-to-face in-person interviews are not the norm right now in light of the COVID-19, but employers are still hiring and interviewing candidates. And we'll review the different platforms that are being used, how to prepare for a virtual interview, review the strategies on how best to answer both common and situational questions. Tell us about a time you had to do such and such, and then how to close a deal. So again, June 23rd.
Awesome.
So 16th, 17th, 18th, 23rd, 11 a.m. on Zoom.
That's I mean, those are all great classes. And this is a good time to go through these. I mean, some of us may have a little more time than we'd like on our hands right now. And I guess the silver lining of this whole craziness that we're all experiencing is it kind of gives a chance to strike out in a new direction if you're looking to do so. A little chance for a reset on many different levels. And this is a great opportunity to kind of get some extra tools in your tool belt to be successful in doing that.
I think so.
So how does one, besides, you gave us the Zoom link for that,
right.
But do you have to register for these classes?
That's how you do it. You go to that Zoom link
and
then you'll be registered. And if you're having troubles, you can call me, 747-7795, or email me, jjbudd@alaska.edu. And I think the virtual thing is a good one because I think more and more interviews are going to be virtual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because people are interested from all over the place. And even if you're in town sometimes, they might start you off with a virtual interview, and then because they're going to winnow it down to who they really, really want to talk to.
And even as more of many jobs, obviously depending on the sector, are doing more distance working as well. So even on a general basis, there might be more virtual meetings than in-person meetings. So kind of getting familiar with that kind of interface, because it is a little clunky when you first feel it. There's sometimes delays in connection, or it feels different. So to get used to that is definitely going to be to your benefit.
And this is all distance. Now, I'm here in Sitka, so some of the things I can do, because I'm a part-time employee of UAS and I'm the campus resources for job search, so I can help with resumes and cover letters as well, job applications, and interview practice, mock interviews.
Wonderful.
And we've done those. And I think I would advise anybody that's going to get interviewed, Google the 20 most asked interview questions and have your friends or neighbors or parents ask you and tell them not to be nice to you, because you got to be able to answer
it.
So, and I'm happy to help with that too. I enjoy that. So again, I'm at 747-7795, and my email is jjbudd@alaska.edu. And you want me to go through that one more goofy?
Let's do it. Let's we'll
right,
try one
so
more time.
It's okay, good. It's HTTPS. I have no idea what that stands for. Do you know?
I think at some point I did, and my brain was like, we don't need that information.
We don't need
it.
That's right. So HTTPS:// that's the two little dots, /// forms, FORMS dot, then GLE/YBFZW(B)i7(n)B(g)9. Did you get that?
I got that.
All right.
So
that means
it'll get on our website as well. And obviously the easiest way to do it is someone can just shoot you an email at your email address, and you can just copy paste it. They can click, and then registration. Is there can you register for just one class?
Do you automatically do it for all four?
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, and it's also on your community calendar.
Perfect.
So if you go to the Raven Radio's community calendar, you will find it there as well.
Perfect. Excellent. So these are coming up. So this is next week. You said the first class is starting June 16th.
Yes, ma'am.
And they're all at 11 a.m. And this is, for everyone, recent graduates, still in school, want to redirect.
Retirees looking to go back at it. Whatever. Sick and tired of sitting around home and hunkering down. Whatever. It's supposed to be for people 18 and over. But anyhow.
But there's good information for everyone. Yeah. Awesome. Well, Jeff, thank you for coming in this morning, and hopefully we'll have a lot of people scratching that crazy letters down and signing up for these classes. So they start, like, it's next week,
yep.
I guess. Awesome. And it'll be you and it'll be Deborah Reidman from UAS Juneau who's going to be leading the charge in these videos.
Yep. So it's all through UAS.
Excellent. Well, thanks very much for coming in this morning.
My pleasure.